Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
To get into one of India's elite engineering schools, like the one Google CEO Sundar Pichai went to, you gotta start early.
I wake up at 6:30, exercise for 30 minutes, and then study 13 hours every day.
From India's capital, New Delhi, this is a special Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Last week, we talked about the jobs crisis in one of the world's fastest-growing economies. Today, it's the crushing battle for a seat at one of the country's universities, which leads to those precious jobs. The economies of whole neighborhoods and towns are dedicated to helping students get the highest possible exam scores. I wandered into the tight alleys behind IIT Delhi, one of India's top universities, to see for myself. This residential neighborhood in South Delhi is part of an industry expected to grow to $26 billion by 2020, according to the government. Every building here caters to students. Homes have been converted into boys-only and girls-only hostels. Eateries deliver hot-cooked meals straight to their desks. And endless so-called coaching centers advertise their star students. Akshay Jain is a local journalist.
A coaching center is basically a cram institute for students who are preparing for competitive exams in India. Everything from engineering entrance exams to exams for government jobs to school exams.
Students come from across the country. Their aim is to do nothing but study every day for a year to achieve the highest possible exam results, 95% or more. 16-year-old Abair tells us he's simultaneously finishing high school and cramming for university entrance exams. He wants to work in computer science, he says, because it pays extremely well.
I wake up at 6:30, exercise for 30 minutes, and then study 13 hours every day. To get into my first-choice university, I need to score high enough to be in the nation's top 150 students. The chances are a fraction of 1%. That's why I need to concentrate.
All this pressure has real consequences. In 2014, the last official government statistics show more than 2,400 young people took their own lives, specifically because of exam failure. So why does a country with such a large young population and a growing economy not have enough schools and universities? Anurag Bihar is CEO of the Azim Premji Foundation in Bangalore, which works on strengthening public education in some of the country's most disadvantaged states.
We have made dramatic progress over the past 70 years, but we have to have dramatically higher public investment. We have to reconstruct our teacher education system, because unless you're training your teachers properly, how are you going to have good education? We need a lot more schools. We just need much higher access.
Anurag Bihar. India needs capacity for 40 million people to learn vocational skills. That's according to the government's own India Brand Equity Foundation. There are also too few women in the workplace. So to understand these two challenges, skills and gender, I visited a non-profit called Kamalini and its new vocational skills center in Haryana in North India, a state with some of the worst gender equity indicators in the country.
Haryana is infamous for gender inequality. More baby girls are aborted here than anywhere else in India because people prefer sons. The state topped the list in 2016 for the number of gang rapes. Fewer women here work than in the rest of the country. So for the 6 women enrolled in this beauty course, the simple act of leaving home every day is revolutionary. Mamta is 17. 4 years ago, her family married her off. Now she has 2 daughters.
My mother felt terrible that I'd never had a chance to learn anything, so she enrolled me on this course so that I could be more independent. I took a bus by myself for the first time recently with my daughter. I can't tell you how great that felt.
Jasmine Jose, Kamalini's program development officer, says it's taken 5 years of outreach to convince these women's communities to let them enroll.
It first begins with approaching the local community leaders. These are mostly men. Then we approach the family and we tell them about the whole aspect of training and why is it required and what is the importance of it, not only for the woman but for the family as well. So please take advantage of the facility that is being provided.
Female participation in India's workforce has been falling and lags behind other Asian nations. When women don't work, it increases economic inequality. This is a problem for them, but also for a developing nation like India as a whole. So what happens once the women at Kamalini finish their courses? Not far from the training center, I meet Nisha and Rekha. Both did a tailoring course. Both were offered jobs and both were forced by their families not to accept. As a compromise, they were allowed to open their own shop in Rekha's family home. Nisha tells me, "We opened a month ago. There was a wedding in our village, so we got orders for 29 dresses. In our first month, we earned $170. And everyone saw our work on display, so we got even more orders." Rekha adds, "We're a success."
Nisha and Rekha there, some of the few women in Haryana being able to work. Finally, we've been talking about the intense academic expectations here in India. Well, a Delhi mother made national headlines this month when she praised her son on social media for not getting top scores. Vandana Katoch wrote, "Yes, it's not 90%, but that doesn't change how I feel about my son." India's election results are out this Thursday. Catch photos from all of today's stories on our Instagram and Twitter feeds at BBC Anu Anand and at Victoria Craig. In Delhi, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.